Let's spend the next few minutes celebrating New Year with Portland, Oregon's Berber community. For those Berbers who have immigrated from North Africa, the New Year is starting right now. And Dina Pritchett joined the party.
The back room of this Portland, Oregon bar is packed. But this isn't a regular concert. You can tell from all of the green, yellow, and blue flags.
We get this one flag all the way from North Africa to here. It's a freedom flag.
Dan Sadani brought this flag from Grand Kabylia, where he grew up. It's in the north of Algeria.
No, it's not Algeria. We come from Grand Kabylia. It's another country.
The flag and the music, and Grand Kabylia, are part of the Berber people, indigenous to North Africa. Despite what Sadani might wish, there is no Berber country. But there are Berbers across Africa, from Egypt to Morocco, Libya to Niger. This concert of Berber music is celebrating Yenayir, the Berber New Year. It's a holiday that's not traditionally a big deal, but it's an opportunity to celebrate Berber culture, which hasn't always been easy to do.
You have waves of colonization, starting with the Phoenicians, then the Romans, and then the Byzantines, the Vandals, and then the Arabs in the 7th century.
Nabil Boudra teaches Francophone literature at Oregon State University and has organized conferences and workshops on Berber culture.
And then you move on forward with the Spaniards and then the Ottomans and then lastly the French.
Berbers make up a large part of several countries, but they don't have a political majority in any of them. Even the word Berber itself speaks to this history. It comes from the same root as barbarian.
History has been confiscated, has been falsified, has been modified during colonialism or even after. And therefore, people sometimes lose their landmarks.
But these landmarks are being revived. There have been bloody protests, like the 1980 Berber Spring in Algeria, and political shifts, like Morocco officially adopting the Berber language after the Arab Spring protests. And even subtler actions, like setting aside the word Berber in favor of an older term, Amazigh.
It means free man. It means free man.
And in both North Africa and the diaspora, celebrating Yenayir.
We saw a poster on Facebook. It said Amazigh Yenayir. So I said, well, you know, no matter what it is or how elaborate or how big or how small it is, we are going to go.
Rilis Aitor and his friends drove the 12-hour round trip from Vancouver, British Columbia, just to be here in Portland for tonight. Aitor is originally from Algeria, but he's singing along with Berbers from Morocco and some, like Ibrahim Muhammadin, from Niger.
The important thing is we all are Amazighan or Berbers, so we are the same. It doesn't matter wherever we are from.
And at this concert, their common cause takes the form of a celebration, ringing in the year 2965. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett in Portland, Oregon.